seem optimistic. Why should they be?
Some of the optimism probably comes from a couple different areas. One is there's several different growth areas that the government has new allocations for this year and in the coming years in healthcare, energy conservation, cybersecurity. Another area that they might be optimistic in is merger and acquisitions. So with most of the other federal spending being cut in some area or another in discretionary spending, growth is going to come through merger and acquisitions or trying to get into one of these new niches that the government has.
But what if you're a big contractor, one of, say, big 100, for example, that different people track, and you make ships, maybe, and you make computer systems, and you do all the systems integration? How does healthcare help you grow if you're losing some of those big legacy types of programs?
Sure. So in the healthcare area, we're really talking about healthcare IT solutions. So one of the growth areas there is figuring out how to help the government, which is the largest spender of healthcare with Medicare and Medicaid, really streamline their internal processes and procedures.
All right. So it's a you withdraw from one area and grow into another area.
Absolutely.
And so is that possibly why we might see more mergers and acquisitions so people can buy expertise in areas they may not have now?
Yeah, that's one of the definite areas we see M&A activities going on. And you know, we caution contractors not to just gobble up companies, but to really have a growth strategy for anyone that they're going to acquire. It's more than just making that initial purchase to grow top-line revenue. It's also about how they're going to make that company that they're acquiring flourish. But, you know, some of these different niche areas are a key way to get growth in the short term.
And you just touched on my next question, which was, what are some of the untapped opportunities that federal contractors should be taking advantage of but are not?
So in terms of one of the, I think, the really unique and key ones is helping the government and all the different facilities they have, modernizing them and making them more green. So when we look at the Department of Army Corps Engineers is looking how they can make more conservative buildings. Government contractors can easily step into that and leverage the different resources they have to bear in order to help them more, I guess, greenify their different facilities.
So who gets that kind of work? Because federal construction budgets in 2012, at least from GSA, are almost down to nothing, although the Army has some, and almost nothing proposed for 2013. So modernizing buildings is not the same as construction. But will construction companies get that greening work, or will that go to some other class of company?
It potentially can go to some other class of company. I mean, construction companies will get some of that work, but some of it is also having a more modern infrastructure from an IT perspective as well. So the IT services firms are certainly going to have a hand in that.
We're speaking with Warren Linscott, Vice President of Deltek. And let's talk about cybersecurity for a moment, because, you know, in the president's budget and the analytical background that they try to explain what they're trying to do and not just the numbers, they say cybersecurity obviously is key, and there's a lot of money for DHS, but the dollars don't seem to be growing as fast as the discussion of cybersecurity. So do you see that as a growth area across the board, or is some companies going to take it at the expense of others?
I think that one's going to be mixed. I think you touched on that. Some companies are going to take it from others. There will be slowed growth there. I think that cybersecurity is kind of intermingled with budget streamlining in the sense of moving more decentralized facilities into centralized facilities, leveraging the cloud, and along with that will come cybersecurity. So if a federal agency is going to put their infrastructure in, say, Amazon's GovCloud, how are they going to put safeguards around the software and the services they put in the cloud so that they can be more secure? So some of it will dovetail into other activities and won't be labeled as cybersecurity.
The pressure for agencies to cut spending is not going away. What does that mean in terms of the number of contractors you expect to grow this year and next?
So the number of contractors, it's a little bit difficult to say. From the survey that we had, most people were very bullish. They thought that growth would come across the board in the 19 percentile, about 10% in the median over all the government contractors we talked to. So I think that's a little bit optimistic. I think that companies are going to find that they're going to be growing by taking business away from one another. And so when you're reporting to a survey like we had, you're not going to say, well, somebody's going to take business from me and I'm not going to grow. So I think that the midsize government contractors are the ones that are going to be hurt the most as things get a little bit more competitive and they don't have the business development resources to compete with the bigger guys.
And, of course, if you take business business from someone else, or the shrinking pie or flat pie goes to one place and not the other. How do they do that profitably?
So, from a profit perspective, one of the different vehicles that, or it's not different, but it's gaining more ground is fixed price contracts, right? So, for larger government contractors that are more proficient in managing fixed price contracts, they'll be able to get a lot more profitability out of those than, say, a smaller government contractor who doesn't have the disciplines internal to handle that kind of a business. And so, right now, we're tracking about 51% of opportunities in 2012 are fixed price agreements, which is a steady shift we've seen over the last few years that the government is going in.
And that fixed price applies also to a large number of services contracts or just things?
Services contracts as well.
Okay, so that's kind of a sea change then.
Yeah. So the government thinks that, by moving in that direction, they're really capping their risk because there's no overrun. There's no things that can happen there unless it's a scope change that they agree to. And they think they're putting that risk on the government contracting agency. So we're going to see that continue to rise.
Now, there's a new gambit in the Senate that is coming from two senators, one Republican, one Democratic, to go revisit the issue of contractor salaries eligible for reimbursement. And they would take it down from about $700,000 to $400,000. If that should come to pass, what would that mean for contractors?
Well, it's going to be an increase in unallowable costs for them, right? So that's going to hurt their bottom line and their profitability directly if they can't take that executive compensation and put it into a direct cost bucket.
So they just have to eat it, in other words.
That's right.
And so what could that do to Tower Club membership? I'm just kidding you there. But, I mean, there is that pressure, though, on maybe not the CEO, but everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things we see come up time and time again is people being unclear about how they allocate those executive costs into allowable costs. So it's really kind of a tough one for the government contracting agency. Again, the larger firms can absorb that a lot easier, but a smaller firm, they're going to really have to look at what kind of compensations they're giving their executives so they can fall within those caps and not hurt profitability.
All right. So let's give this the bottom line then. What should their top strategy be for next year to stay in the game profitably?
So I think that the top strategy really should be focusing on their business development strategies and making sure that they're finding the right opportunities that are a good fit for their company early in the life cycle so that they can focus those precious resources on winning those deals and improving their win rates.